And I don't see how they would benefit by thinking they're of the devil, unless God gave them the wisdom to turn to Him. Unless you're not convinced, in other words, you shouldn't turn. If you're not convinced of the truth, you should probably turn. But if you are convinced, turn not from it. I'm not here to persuade men with cunning arguments. It's my ultimate point. But Paul, this is almost, I'm so confused now, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, my point is that you be not persuaded by my arguments so much as, does it speak to you by the Spirit of God? That's what you need to listen to. Because whatever spirit He's given you to is the one you're going to hear. And that's the way you're going to go. Verse 6, He talks about the wars and rumors of wars. This is, you know, oh, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Nation against nation. It's the end times. We have wars. We have wars. I was thinking it's funny when people talk about, they think of the end times as being, they're going to be wars and rumors of wars in the end times. And what they haven't heard is Jesus. They're not reading this the way He said it, which is very simply to say that wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled, right? These things must need to be. They have to come to pass. The end isn't yet. Wars and rumors of wars, nations rising against nations, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, not signs of the end. And it's manifest because all these things have been going on from the foundation of the world to this day. And it's funny because people who are into prophecy, they always look around and say, oh, look it, a volcano erupts. Oh, look, a war is started. Oh, look, a famine. Oh, look, a pestilence. Oh, look, it's the wrath of God. The end of the world is coming. When Jesus was very clearly saying, these things are not the sign of the end. They are the beginning of sorrows. A lot of people say, oh, that's the start of the end. That's the beginning of the end. The wars, the famine, the pestilences, and so on and so forth, and death riding forth. But those things are common. They're always going on. We hear of them a lot more, though, I'll tell you that. We hear a lot more about wars and rumors of wars, mostly because of the news and the media and the communications throughout the earth, and because of rising awareness with people, I suppose. But these things are not supposed to trouble us in the sense of that we would think the end is coming. Because like I said, we are to always be readying ourselves for that day anyways. We should not be overtaken unaware. So these things are not good signs that you should look to as being the end is coming, the end is near. There have been gigantic wars, colossal conflicts, major plagues killing off so many people in the world that they couldn't be numbered. Earthquakes all over the place. He likens them to the beginning of sorrows. Sorrows is the pains of labor. It's always pointed out, though, that's birth pangs. Ooh. But honestly, if you know anything about birth pangs, is that there are a lot of false birth pangs. The beginning of labor is not a definite thing. As far as, it depends on the woman, of course. And so I hesitate in how deep I'm going to take this analogy. But it can be that the woman feels like she's having labor, but it's just a contraction or two. And it's not really started yet. And the beginning of labor is sort of like uncertain like that. Is the baby coming? And it's only when the birth pangs hit and they're followed by the continuance of birth pangs. And so I don't mean that war after war after war, the wars upon wars and earthquakes upon earthquakes is like the beginning of labor. It's just the start. It's just the opening twing of pain. Twing, I think I made that word up. It's the opening twing of pain. I like it though. But the way you really know the labor has begun is when the later things come. And I don't take it to be an increasing of the frequency of the same stuff. Labor has its stages. Nation against nation, this stuff, the wars, famines, that's like the beginning of labor. That means nothing has really started yet. It hasn't gotten going yet. The next stage is not more wars and rumors of wars, and more famines and pestilences and earthquakes. It's the things you read about in Revelation. You know, a mountain burning with fire cast into the sea, and a mountain falling, you know, and a star falling from heaven into the, poisoning the waters, killing the fish, destroying the ships. You know, major, major things from heaven, from the sky. A major event to make the effects seen in Revelation come to pass. Notice that's not listed. Neither is fire from the sky, fire and hail, and mingle with blood. It might rain blood. But on the other hand, the blood being cast on the earth might mean that the hail is deadly, and that the hail is being mingled with the blood of it could be animals and stuff being struck on the way down, and the blood is being shed on the earth, and the hail and the fire coming down out of the sky. I mention that because those are the signs. When I see that stuff come to pass, then I'm going to be like, whoa, the trumpet is sounded. Sound the alarm. But there's no trumpet. There's going to be a war. Ba, ba, ba. Because the trumpets are the signs of the end. And I'm just saying that in passing. We'll go over that in detail in the book of Revelation, which will come after the Gospels. But a trumpet is a signal. If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, how will we prepare ourselves to battle? We will recognize the trumpets. Wars and rumors of wars are unreliable signs. Earthquakes are unreliable signs. Jesus says so. And I don't look for, you know, they try to draw too much of an analogy to birth. Okay, when we have more earthquakes. So now for the past 20 years that we have this phenomenon, since I was a kid, they've been in prophecy. Earthquakes are getting more frequent. Earthquakes are getting more frequent. It's a lie. They aren't getting more frequent. It's a lie. There are no more frequency of earthquakes, frequency of famines. It's not more frequent. How could you say that? Because that's what the truth is. Nothing has changed. We're still stuck in that very first part of labor. Just, it hurts a little. But it's not the pain that's coming. It's not the pain that's about to be. It's just like the beginning of labor. A little twing. A little twang. Not much. Ask a woman who's given birth, what's the beginning of labor like? Well, it's kind of uncomfortable. What's the end of labor like? Unbearable. I can't go on. I can't make it. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to make it through. That's the feelings that a woman feels towards the end of labor because the pain is so great, because the labor is so strong, and because the baby is so insistent to be born. You know, it's not a question of just frequency. It's actually a question of character. Closer and closer together. Nonsense. There has been no rise. You know, what about World War II? It was constant war. Talk about frequency of war.